The priest did all he could to encourage the Hawaiians' love of music. The bishop had some musical instruments sent out to them, and Damien formed a number of choirs. Each evening, crowds gathered under the trees near the church to make music. Sometimes new songs and hymns were composed, either about their island or about their new faith. Church festivals were always happy occasions. For weeks before, everybody was busy making preparations. People collected flowers and made themselves new clothes. The choirs put in extra practices. And when the day came, everyone turned out to enjoy themselves. As the years went by, Father Damien's efforts began to show results. The settlers started to take a new interest in life. They learned to laugh and they began to forget their miseries a little. As they listened to the gospel that Damien preached, they began to follow the master that he served. They found a new way of living. Gently drawn towards the grave. Father Damien always felt that one day he too would catch leprosy. He was not afraid of the disease, nor was he afraid of dying. But when leprosy attacked him, it still came as a shock. One evening, feeling rather unwell, he boiled some water for a foot bath. Without thinking, he dipped both his feet into the boiling water. He rested them in the water for some while. He only guessed what was happening when he saw blisters appearing on his feet. Then he realized he could not feel any pain. He was a victim of leprosy. At first, the priest told no one. But other signs soon followed. More white patches on his cheek and ear, the loss of his eyebrows. Later, small lumps began to appear in his face. When the bishop learned of his illness, he ordered Damien back to Honolulu for treatment. The priest obeyed, not happy at the thought of leaving his people. For 2 weeks, he was in hospital, and there seemed to be an improvement. He could not stay idle for long, however, so he returned to Molokai. Meanwhile, news of his illness had reached the newspapers. The sacrifice that Damien had made was told around the world. The picture shows Father Damien on his deathbed. Money and gifts began pouring in to support the work. A sum of £2,000, for example, was collected by a clergyman from Camberwell, London, for the leprosy sufferers. But Damien's body was slowly wasting away. This once strong man was weakening every day. He carried on with his work as well as he could, building, visiting the sick, and even burying the dead. When his legs became crippled, he was taken about in a horse-drawn cart. He was bright and cheerful as useful. "Look at my hands," he said. "All the wounds are healing, and the crust is becoming black." A sign of death. He wrote to his brother at this time, "I am quite happy and contented. Although seriously ill, all I want to do is the will of God." From then on, he thought only of preparing for death. He made arrangements for leaving the few things he had to his close friends. He asked that he should be buried under the tree where he had first slept on the island. "How happy I am to have given all to the Lord," he remarked. "Now I die poor, having nothing of my own." All this time, Damien was laid on a mattress on the ground at the door of his hut. He did not own any bedclothes or even a bed. He had given all his money to help his people. A crowd gathered round his hut, waiting for news of their priest. As Damien's life began to slip away, he was given Holy Communion for the last time. A short while before the end came, a rather wonderful thing happened. All signs of leprosy left his face. The lumps were no longer there. His end came peacefully, although he had fallen asleep. It was April 1889. In a way, Father Damien's death was more important than his life. When he died, the news of what he had done on Molokai spread around the world. For the first time, people began to pay attention to reports about leprosy. Conditions in India, Africa, and China became headline news. People began to do something for those who suffered. At the same time that Father Damien went to Molokai, a similar work was going on in India. to support the efforts of a man called Wellesley Bailey, the Mission to Lepers, now called the Leprosy Mission, was started in 1874. In England, the Prince of Wales, later to be King Edward VII, was very moved by Father Damien's sacrifice. With the Prince's help, a large cross from the people of Britain was set up on Molokai to remember the priest's work. Underneath were some words from the Bible. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Later, the King of Belgium asked for Damien's remains to be brought back to his home country. In 1936, the body was carried back to Belgium by a warship. Waiting at the harbour was the King and an Archbishop to pay their respects to the priests of the Great Heart. Biographical notes. Father Damien was born Joseph de Wooster on the 3rd of January in 1840 in the village of Tremelieu in Belgium. His parents were of peasant stock and ran a small farm. They were devout Catholics and brought up their 6 children to love God. Joseph's father planned that his youngest son should become a merchant and sent him to school to gain a commercial education. At the age of 18, however, Joseph attended a mission through which he felt called by God to become a priest. His father was at first reluctant, but later agreed. In January 1859, Joseph joined his older brother, Pamphile, as a member of the Congregation of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, known sometimes as the Picpus Fathers, and took the religious name of Damien. Pamphile de Wooster was due to go to the South Seas as a missionary. Because of illness, however, he was unable to accept the call. Joseph persuaded his superior to allow him to take his brother's place. Although not yet an ordained priest, he was given permission. He sailed from Bremerhaven, Germany, in October 1863, and reached Hawaii in March the following year. At Whitsuntide of that year, Joseph de Wooster was ordained priest and became Father Damien. He spent 9 years as a parish priest on the island of Hawaii before volunteering for the leprosy mission on Molokai in May 1873. He died on the 15th of April 1889. His body was reinterred in Belgium in 1936.